So I'm not going to talk about that, the gospel, because that's one that comes up a lot and we hear a lot, but I really like the first reading. Not making any commentary about who's in leadership in our country or in our church or in your parish, which was me. It's really a great story in the Bible. I think this is where there's such wisdom in the Bible about our leaders and about who's leading us and how important leaders are. But you can see that as they're talking about this, they're trying to find a leader over Israel. And when they go and they ask, so the trees say, someone lead us. So, of course, when they go ask the olive tree, now this is all metaphor, right? So as olive tree, who's got great oil and then just, you know, the great trees that would produce wonderful things. They're like, if I had to lead you, I would have to give up my oil and my greatness, and I don't want to do that, right? And so then they ask the fig tree, but the fig tree produces a lot of good fruit. So the tree's like, I don't want to give up what I have to lead you. And so then he asks the vine and the vineyard, right? And they're like, I have to give up my wine, and I'm not going to do that to lead. And so they ask the buckthorn. Now, if I had to look up a buckthorn, I think I remember looking up every time I do this, what exactly is a buckthorn? Well, first, a buckthorn is not a tree. It's really a very large bush. It's an invasive plant that grows within very shallow on soil, so it takes a lot of the nutrients out at the beginning, and so it usually takes over all the other plants, and usually the native plants start dying. It's an invasive plant. When it grows, it just continues to grow. But even more importantly, the seed is often poisonous or actually causes a laxative nature to the birds that eat from this tree, and the bark is not very great. I think it's got an oil poisonous thing, and the leaves doesn't produce anything that's great. And you can see that when you take this metaphor to today, let's say just for today, or what is the Bible trying to say? Is that oftentimes the leaders of a people, they're not the best of the people. They're not the ones that really could have the talents and the greatness. It ends up being the ones who lead end up often causing more damage to the area than not. And the challenge for us as people to call forth great leaders and to call forth honest and true and good leaders who produce rather than ones who oftentimes want to do that, but they're not the best and they usually don't produce the greatest. And you look throughout history, the importance of how leaders can either rise nations or make nations fall, right? Or the church or the parish or even the family. Good parents create such great family, but not so good parents. What does it do to the kids in the family? That's why in our faith, we often talk about praying for leaders. It's very important. Whoever's leading in anything, in any group, pray for your pastor, right? Because good pastors make a big difference in a parish. But that's true across the board. And unfortunately, in our society, because those who could do the great thing often aren't willing to make the sacrifices, then what comes in is the invasive plant, who then is able to kind of take over and oftentimes ends up causing all kinds of difficulty and damage to a place. I'm not making any statement about who's in office, who could possibly, what elections coming up or all of that. What I'm thinking is talking more about the history of really the leadership, and what is the Bible trying to say? We got to call forward and think of these great people in our country who could do wonderful things and ask the question, why don't they want to lead us? You know what? Those who are greatly talented. So you think as a great country, let's say, that it would call forth the best of who we have that could do amazing things to just create a wonderful society. But it seems like that's our trouble, right? That's a trouble in the church, a trouble in our country, it's a trouble in our families, in our little local societies. It seems like they get in there and they may love power, they may love the prestige, they may love the seats of honor, and they're there for many different reasons than servant leadership, which is caring for the people entrusted to them as the first thing. So, with all of that, recognizing this is nothing new, it happened way back before Jesus, our challenge is to make sure we take seriously the praying for the people who are in charge of other people in many different ways, praying for families, praying for parents, praying for pastors and for bishops and for presidents and for the mayor. Pray for these people that really they do the right, the honest, and the good thing at all times, and that we as a society call forth the best to take those kinds of responsibilities.